One of the things that came out recently, obviously, in terms of prevention was the STAR trial. Can you comment on that?
Yeah, the STAR trial is fantastic. It's an amazing feat to get that number of women into a comparison of tamoxifen and raloxifene. And it gives an extraordinarily interesting and to some extent counterintuitive result, because the more core study suggests, obviously, that raloxifene would be pretty good. In those studies, you're getting, what, about a 70% reduction in recurrence. Obviously, they're a population who are different from the STAR trial because they had osteoporosis. STAR trial is women who are at increased risk because of increased Gale score, mainly because of a family history, some ADH, some LCIS. And for invasive cancer, there's absolutely no difference at all, as we all know from the result in JNCI this year. So that's counterintuitive to a certain extent, because we expected raloxifene to be better than tamoxifen from the core trial. But the other interesting thing is that there is a greater effect on DCIS with tamoxifen rather than raloxifene. And you get exactly the same result in the Ruth trial, which, remember, that was in cardiovascular disease. That DCIS wasn't reduced in that, and you get exactly the same effect in the more core studies. So that it, for reasons which I can't understand, raloxifene does not look all that effective in DCIS. And the question, of course, is it suppressing tumors that have already invaded and not suppressing DCIS? It just seems counterintuitive, and I can't understand it. But that's the result. So the data show that raloxifene is equivalent to tamoxifen. I think that that's in terms of invasive breast cancer. So then you have to look to see whether it has fewer side effects, and obviously it does. And so it's the agent of choice for the prevention of postmenopausal women at risk of breast cancer.